This is National Detroit Weekly, local. This is National Detroit Weekly, local, national, and international news and opinion and commentary from the Motor City with host, blogger Harold Sullivan, veteran radio guy, Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, and me. My name is Michael Van Sewell. Welcome to National Detroit Weekly. It's brought to you in part by the Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River in Detroit, the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, African Fashions and More, and your friends at Avis Ford, Deacon Moe. Let's see who's on the live line. Pastor Taylor, are you there?
Hey, everyone. How are you tonight?
Great. We hear you loud and clear, and we welcome everybody to the program. And what a great evening it is on Wednesday evening. It's great to produce another edition of National Detroit Weekly.
And we're
hoping that Harold Sullivan chimes in a little bit, but we're going to keep moving on. Again, we want to thank all of you for listening to National Detroit Weekly. We got some exciting topics to cover with you today. And we also want to thank American Standard Roofing, Michigan's number one roofer, for being a part of the program. You know, a family serving families. That's the Ellis Funeral Home, and they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. At the Ellis Funeral Home, we are family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. You can go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lhasa and Telegraph Road in Detroit. Also, the high tea is coming up, and, you know, Pastor Taylor, you and I have talked about this before, but Let's Make It Happen events is hosting their first annual Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Best Friends Forever high tea Saturday, May 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Brush Park Ballroom on Brush Street in Detroit. Tickets are $40. But let me tell you, you know, I've talked to Minnie Roberts, and she's hosting this high tea. She's got Chef Mona of 234 Winder Street coming in. They've got entertainment, prizes, teas, sandwiches. They're going to have a great time sharing special moments with mothers, daughters, sisters, best friends forever over tea Saturday, May 13th. At 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Tickets are $40, and you can reach Minnie Roberts at 248-474-1769. Again, 248-474-1769. Minnie Roberts for the high tea, and that sounds great. I remember, Pastor Taylor, when I was growing up in Bermuda, which is a British island, we actually had afternoon tea. I can't believe it now that I'm such a coffee drinker, but there was a time when in the middle of the afternoon, it's no joke, I'm not joking, we had tea and pound cake and cookies, and so we had high tea. So I've been there, done it. I've had the high tea when I was growing up in Bermuda. But call Minnie Roberts and make a reservation for your spot for the Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Best Friends Forever high tea, Saturday, May 13th. The number again is 248-474-1769. We've got to talk about Relani's Boutique and the beauty pageant that they're hosting in September, a showcase of fitness, beauty, and grace for women over 50, hosted by Dr. Sabrina Jackson. 30 contestants will compete for the crown on September 17th at the St. George Cultural Center in Southfield. Now, you can still apply to be a contestant. The next contestant application is Saturday, April 8th at Relani's on 10 Mile. So keep that in mind. You can apply in person. It's $20, the application fee to be a contestant for the Miss Black Fit and Fine Beauty Pageant 2017. It's going to be 12 noon, Saturday, April 8th. It's 2 weeks from now, two Saturdays from now, at Relani's Boutique, 22,080 West 10 Mile Road. 22,080 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. You can call for more information at 248-796-7071. Again, 248-796-7071 for the Miss Black Fit and Fine Beauty Pageant hosted by, brought to you by Relani's Boutique in Southfield.
Did you say Miss Black what?
Miss Black Fit and Fine.
And why are they saying Miss Black?
Look, I know black women age gracefully, okay? And that's just keeping it real. I know that. And so I'm planning on being there, you know, of course, in an official capacity. But that's going to be a fun show, the Miss Black Fit and Fine Beauty Pageant 2017. I'm going to be sitting right up front, you know, representing Michigan Ocean at this event. And I know you're going to be there, Pastor Taylor.
Oh, of course. Of course, in my best dress. Okay.
You might even be part of the program.
You never know these days.
Because you've already hosted one fashion show this year already.
yeah, don't remind me. I forgot about that.
All right. Well, and tell us about, we got a couple of more events to talk about. The next one is the Royal Banquet.
Oh, yes, I'm going to be there, okay? You going to be there?
I'll be there, and we
hey,
got
callers,
a chance
y'all
to listen.
Be there?
We got a chance to listen to Amnesia this past Monday, and
yes.
the audience loved her impromptu rendition, her song, and so they know we've already been out promoting her already, and we're looking forward to the Royal Banquet on Saturday, April 15th at Northwestern in Evergreen at the Christian Conference Center, fourth floor, 24681 Northwestern Highway. So we're looking forward to that dinner performance. It's going to be incredible. And tickets are available now. And I know, Pastor Taylor, you are handling the tickets.
Yeah, so y'all better buy one.
Right. Okay, and then one more event, the Unstable Tour. I've got to do this. I've got to give the audience
the people
some
what
poetry
they want?
And jazz on Wednesday, April 19th.
Oh, dang, I thought you was going to say right now.
My team, BJ, my team is getting it ready for the Unstable Tour. You'll find out why I'm unstable on Wednesday, April 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. And you know it's going to be at Cola's in Farmington Hills. Cola's has everything. Everything you want is at Cola's, including African and Caribbean food. And I'm telling you, I'm going to place my order before I go on stage, and by the time I'm done, I'm going to have my oxtails and rice ready for me after I do the show. So I'm looking forward to Wednesday, April 19th at Cola's in Farmington Hills. Tickets are $20, available right now on Eventbrite.com. Here at the Michigan Ocean box office, right here at Northwestern and Evergreen. Or, once again, they can call Pastor Taylor, and she'll get you the tickets. She's got them. So I'm looking forward to the 19th. And before we go to some topics, I just want to thank our lead sponsor, Pasco Tashman & Walker, law firm here in Southfield. They can give you a free no-obligation consultation, and they can help you with bankruptcies, criminal and DUI defense, probate and estate planning, business litigation, employment law, child support, child custody. Let me tell you something. You better get an attorney and get this child support situation together. You can end up in jail just like any other criminal with a child support problem. It's still the same jail, isn't it, Pastor Taylor? I mean, the same jail you go for assault to commit murder, the same jail you go for rape, that's the same jail you go into if you continue to violate your agreements on child support. There's no way out of it. They will come get you and lock you up. I know personally of friends that I know that thought that they were going to skirt the law and escape child support and ended up right behind bars like all the other criminals. So it's
taken
50.
Some be in there 120 days, and some be in there for years until they pay that $20,000, $10,000. I mean, these baby mamas, you know, they're going to get there, okay? They're going to get their cut. If they don't have to cut you, they're going to get it.
You're better off, you know, talk to an attorney. Make some sort of payment arrangements. Do something. It's your kids. You made them. You did it. You know what I'm saying? So don't just ignore. Try to provide. Do something for them. Try to provide something for them. Don't just ignore the kids. You got to do something to help your kids. They're your kids. You made them. I don't know how many you made all over town, but you got to start paying back for them. And my suggestion, start paying back. If you can't pay it all, call an attorney. Call Attorney Cliff Pasco at Pasco Tashman & Walker, 248-353-7750. I mean, I had to take a real...
Just because you lay down in the dark and you woke up in the light time and you realized, dang, I shouldn't have slept with her, hey, it's still not right because you still lay down with her to make that baby. So,
Right, you can't take it back the next morning. You can't take it back. You did it. You can't take it back.
You think you doing something with the plan B? Hey, you need a plan Z.
Yep, you really do. This is National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tool. I'm here with Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach. Thanks for tuning in. I just have one comment to make about, you know, the crazy stuff happening in Washington. I watch the White House briefings just like I watch Saturday Night Live. To me, they are so comical. It's unfortunate that it's a serious matter listening to the White House, the press secretary of the United States of America, Sean Spicer. Yesterday he had a verbal exchange with a black female reporter who he has run into before, April Ryan, and she's from National Urban Radio. And this is not the first time he has kind of insulted her and challenged her and berated her. And I think it's way past time for Sean Spicer to step down as press secretary. He's very combative. He lies a lot. He deflects a lot. And yesterday he did the same thing to April Ryan again. This is not the first time that he has had a run in with her. And I really, you know, I'm just taking, I know that, you know, I'm not one of those big Washington anchors, news anchors, or reporters. I don't have one of those programs like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or any of those other, you know, right wing people out there that Trump could do no wrong. I'm just saying that Sean Spicer needs to step down and resign as the White House press secretary and as White House communications advisor. He needs to step down. We really need a whole new administration in the White House anyway. But I think it's time that Sean Spicer is challenged at some point in away from the press conference. And I don't know. Normally the president would be the one, but the president's actually urging him on. But I think it's high time that Sean Spicer resign from that position and let somebody else with a better temperament do it. But that's my commentary for today. And I think, you know, that's just my opinion. I'm one person. But you know what? I vote like everybody else. And I'll be voting for someone else, another party, the next election. I didn't vote for this administration, and I won't be voting for it the next time either. So, Pastor Taylor, what's on your mind this evening?
One second.
While you're gathering that together,
Matt Damon.
Go ahead.
So
I thought you needed to know
that. Matt Damon reveals how George Clooney's time in Las Vegas has changed since Ocean's 11 days. Last night, Matt Damon and his good friend George Clooney were in Las Vegas together for CinemaCon. Years after working together on the Ocean's franchise, the two are joining forces again on CerberCon. Extras Renee Barr caught up with Damon, who stars in the film, which was directed by Clooney. Matt laughed about being back in Las Vegas with father-to-be George, whose wife, Emma, was expecting twins this summer. He's shopping for diapers now. He wasn't doing that 15 years ago. Matt has no doubts about George being a good father, saying he's going to be great. He also had wonderful things to say about working with George, sharing, "It was just awesome to work for him. It was my fifth film I did in a row, and I wasn't planning on working, but when he called, I couldn't say no. He is a brilliant director." One person Matt isn't gushing over is frenemy Jimmy Kimmel. When Renee asked how the Oscars would have ended if the Best Picture mix-up didn't happen, Matt responded, "I don't know. He was going to interview me about losing, I think. But since he wrecked the Oscars, he was not able to do that," smiling when Renee asked if they should have Jimmy back to host. Matt said, "I mean, I wouldn't, would you?" Along with CerberCon, Damon was also promoting a second film at CinemaCon, his comic drama Downsizing, in which his character shrinks. "I'm 5 inches in height. We figure a way to shrink ourselves down as a way to offset climate change." Matt also said he is super excited about his cameo in Ocean's 8, whose stars are all women. "It's awesome," he said, "of the opportunity. I can't wait to see that one."
He he's one of the great actors. He's and George Clooney. They're two of the best. And everything that they come out with,
including myself, you know, he might be an old man, but he's fine though. You know, everybody loves them some George Clooney, especially on ER. How could you go wrong seeing him? You know, and Matt Damon, oh my goodness, you know. Yeah, how could you go wrong with that, you know?
Really?
Yes.
But they're both accomplished actors, and usually anything that they star in usually is a hit.
Yeah.
You know, there's a group of actors and actresses that they seem to do a good job of picking the movies, because, you know, they don't know how popular a movie is going to be when it first comes out. And don't think they realized how much the Ocean's franchise was going to be worth after all these years. I forgot how many they've done, but just like James Bond, and Halloween, some of these franchises turned out to be very popular. I mean, I think the new there's a new movie that just came, just coming out this weekend. It's not Transformers. It's Power Rangers. Power Rangers has already contracted to do 5 more, and the first one just came out this week, and they've already scheduled 5 more Power Ranger movies to come out over the next decade. So,
well, also. Like to talk about this program called Black Ink. And tell me this, how has the Caesar been in a relationship with Dustin for 5 years? And this chick comes up to Dustin and says, "Hey, you know C's got my sister pregnant." And then
what?
Yes. And then, and it's on VH1, and then the lady has the audacity. You met with this man for 5 years, and you mean to tell him you're going to leave him off of a female and say, oh, just walk her randomly in the shop like, oh, guess what? My sister was pregnant. And she broke up with C's, like, wrote him a letter and left him a ring, her engagement ring, after 5 years. And now got to know to be boo-hoo and crying about it. And now, how is it that C's is messing with Carly Red? What is it with Carly Red? Why she got to have everybody's man? I mean, the man ain't even been broke up with his fiance that long, and she already after the man. But, you know, men think with their, you know what, they don't think with their brain. They think with the other brain. So I guess if he was on the rebound, I guess he would be looking for what are you looking for, right? Anybody got any feedback on that?
So, obviously, you follow the show on a regular basis. I mean, I guess all have our favorites. Like this evening, I'm going to go and catch up with Empire, the last 2 episodes.
Whoa!
And there's a couple of other miniseries that I follow or try to follow. Even
like
Greenleaf. What's this one called?
Listen, this is happening in real life. This woman.
Oh, this is reality.
Okay, yes, this woman really left her man after 5 years off of a woman off the street coming in his shop saying, you know, my sister is pregnant. And look at life, y'all. Look at how this is, it's reality. This happens to how many women and how many men. How many men, you know, are falsely accused of cheating on their spouse? Or how many females are accused of cheating on their spouse? And it be a random, it be a woman off the street, or it be somebody random trying to break up a happy home. Now, this is the thing. Here's the keys that we have to have. First of all, you need to have prayer in your relationship, okay? You need to have God be in the center of your marriage or your relationship, period. You need to keep people out your business. Do y'all hear that tonight? Keep people out your business, okay? When you got married, you became one, and guess what? Keep your mama out your business, your girlfriends out your business, because guess what? That girlfriend might be after your man, okay? So wake up, lady.
I've seen that firsthand. I've seen that firsthand. You are right. You're right.
Okay.
Don't think your girlfriend ain't going to try to steal your man from you.
Don't be telling your business, your bedroom details, women. Okay, don't tell your bedroom details, oh, my husband do this for me in the bed, oh, my husband do that. Keep your mouth shut. Keep that between you and your boo. Because what happens is that woman is thinking about, oh, man, let me just try. Let me just see for myself. women, be careful. Men, stop cheating. Stop cheating. You go to the strip club for imagination when you can have a strip club at home in your bedroom, okay? Now, to be continued.
I was waiting for you to keep going.
I thought somebody else might have wanted to say something.
You ended your commentary abruptly. We were all listening.
Callers? Any callers? Anybody want to say anything? Honestly, this is what's happening on a day-to-day basis. And what happens is men are not being, they're getting bored. And that's the truth. They're getting bored, so they have to look elsewhere. You're not giving them an illusion. You're not giving them a reason to stay with you. You're not giving them a reason to want to be with you. See, this is the problem. I'll say this. When you get the man, you might have been in the world, okay? You might have been in the world. But when you do the right thing and you get married to the man, you forget that you used to be a freak. You forget that. So what happens is he goes and looks for somebody different, somebody that could satisfy him, somebody that could communicate, somebody that could please him. So put God first, get some bedroom candy, and enjoy your marriage. Be fruitful and multiply. That's the commentary for tonight.
No, I think you're right. I think some spouses, male or female, get pretty comfortable, and they don't do anything like they did when they first met, and they don't keep the excitement. You know, you got to remember some of the things that you did when you first went out, when you went out dating. Where are some of the places that you used to go? Why can't you go to some of those places now, you know, after 10 years, after 20 years? Why can't you go to some of those places? Why can't you? And then why can't you do something different to make things, to bring things up to date or more exciting? So I think a lot of married couples get into this rut where they're just comfortable and they're just waking up, going to work, coming back home. They might go see a movie or something like that, but there's no real excitement, and nobody wants to step out of their zone. And
mm-hmm.
I know, and sometimes I think they may think that that's being weak, or you're acting crazy, or what's wrong with you. But nobody stays the same year after year after year after year. And then I think a lot of married couples forget that you're getting older and that some things do change, and you got to adapt to the changes. You know, maybe you're not as energetic as you used to be, you know, maybe one or both parties are a little heavier than they used to be. They're slower, you know, all sorts of stuff. And, you know, then one person might blame the other for something when there's no need to blame anybody. That's just how things are now that you got older. Because a lot of men, they may want a younger, thinner, more attractive woman after they've been married for 20, 30, 40 years. But the issue is that new young woman is going to grow older too, and she's going to change and get older, and she's not going to be the same either. So, and you are not the same. You know, the guy is not the same. He may be putting on weight. He may be slower. So instead of couples blaming each other and thinking that things are worse, they need to look at and see that things, maybe things are just different, you know, and you got to do different things.
All right. Any callers would like to say anything?
But yeah, I think, you know, and we can get into some specifics, you know, like for instance, when you first went out, when you were first dated, let's say you first dated and you went to the bar. Well, you went to the bar because people generally talk to each other at the bar and they're more exciting and you get to meet new people and whether you know them or not, and it's just an open atmosphere. But then after you get married, you start sitting at a table to have dinner. You don't go up to the bar, but you sit at the table, and it's just you and her or you and him. And you're not meeting anybody new. You're not talking to anybody. You get there, and you're reading the newspaper. You're looking at your cell phone. You can tell the married couple when they're out for dinner because the married couples are not talking to each other. They're sitting at the table eating, but they're not talking to each other. You can tell young couples who are dating or newlyweds or somebody out on a date, you can tell they're dating because they're at the dinner table talking. Well, after you've been married for a long time, maybe you should try going out and doing what you did when you first met your significant other, your wife or husband, and maybe go to places where you can mix and mingle and talk to other people without it causing a problem. I mean, you know, it could swing the other way and you can end up meeting somebody that you don't need to be talking to. But that just means that you just have to be a mature couple. But that's just one idea of something that you might want to do after you've been married for a long time. Go back and do some of the things. Did you go bowling when you first met? Did you go out walking hand in hand? Did you go shopping together? You know, do stuff like that. You know, I'm not a marriage counselor, but, you know, I've been married for a while.
Anybody need any advice? Well, this is what I'm going to say.
I think all
too.
Of us on the line have been married before.
This is what also I'm going to tell you guys. Dress up. Don't have on your sweatpants and your T-shirts and your hair all over the place and no perfume on, no lipstick, no lip gloss. Don't get too comfortable where you just gaining weight, eating all the time, no conversation, no going to the gym, no investing in you. You have to.
You know, Pastor Taylor, you're right. Because look at this. Okay, let's say if my wife was home and she wasn't working or she worked somewhere where you don't have to dress up or anything like that, but I had to wear a suit every day. Well, you know, after a while, every time I go to work, I'm in a suit, and everybody else around me is in a suit, men and women, and everybody's dressed, their hair is done. So everybody looks great, and everybody looks attractive. But then when I come back home, my wife she's in sweatpants, T-shirt, the hair is not done. I see what you're talking about. You know, and then that wife doesn't look attractive anymore, especially when every day you're dressed up and everybody at your job is dressed up. And when you come home, she looks like she's, you know, been running for 10 miles and she, you know, she's not attractive to you. And you're right. Uh-huh. You've got to do something. Even if one of the, you know, a lot of men are home now too, and the woman is out working. So, you know, this goes for men and women. The guys, if you're in jeans and a T-shirt and gym shoes all day, and you're playing video games and stuff like that at home, you need to get up and take a shower and straighten up, and you all need to go out and do some things as a couple. You know, I didn't know we were going to talk about this tonight, but hopefully it will help somebody.
Well, also, I want to talk about the newest celebrity babies of 2017. Yay! Liam Payne and Cheryl Cole. Another One Direction dude is now a daddy. Liam Payne's girlfriend on the X Factor UK judge, Cheryl Cole, just welcomed a baby boy, Liam, who now joins bandmate Louis Tomlinson as a 1D dad, shared his adorable grin of their new bundle. He says, "My close friends and family know they are very few times when I'm left speechless. Wow, I'm incredibly happy to welcome our new baby boy into the world. It's a moment that I will never forget for the rest of my life. And my favorite memory is I have so far is I'm completely in awe of his incredible mother and how she has been the whole way through this. She's really made my dreams come true. We haven't named him yet, but he's already capturing hearts, including mine. I feel very blessed. Happy Mother's Day, everyone." I bet y'all didn't know this. Amanda Seyfried and Thomas Sadowski is a low-key couple who eloped earlier this month, reportedly welcomed a new baby girl just days ago. And then Stephen Yeun and Joanna Park, the Walking Dead star, and his longtime love Johanna Peck, welcomed their first wee one on March 17th, as confirmed by the actress rep. He shared this beautiful baby picture. So this is cuddle season, y'all. This week it's going to be cold outside. Cuddle up with your boo. Cuddle up with your loved one. You know, sit by the fireplace. Make a nice dinner. You know, do something different. It's time to be different. Be spontaneous. You know what happens when it's cold. You want to cuddle up with your boo thing. But I'm going to tell you something, when summertime comes, right now is the time to get your body in shape. Get fit, drink water, exercise. It does not matter what age you are. It does not matter. You got to invest in your beauty, and you got to invest in your health. Now back to Michael.
Well, great, great. Well said. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly with Pastor Shauna Taylor. My name is Michael Van Tool. We appreciate you listening. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by Pasco Tashman and Walker. That's our law firm here at National Detroit Weekly. I also want to just mention a few of our other supporters this evening. If you are looking for a brand new car, Deacon Moe is a new car specialist at Avis Ford. He has an entire line of Ford Motor Company vehicles, cars, trucks, SUVs available. If you're a first-time buyer, you can call Deacon Moe. If you want payment terms, let's say you have a certain amount of money you're working with, and that's what you can afford on a monthly basis, let him know. He'll work it out. If you've got down payment concerns, he'll help you to do the down payment. If you want to trade in a vehicle, you can trade in and add that to your down payment. If you've got a certain amount for down payment, he'll match it. He'll match it up to $750. If you want to lease it, he can lease you the vehicle. All you need to do to get started is bring in your driver's license and fill out the application and bring your proof of income. And, of course, you need your insurance in order to drive off the lot. But you can call Deacon Moe. Here's the number. Just go right up to Avis Ford at 12 Mile and Telegraph. The number for Deacon Moe is 248-226-2566. Just ask for Deacon Moe. It's simple as that. Ask for Deacon Moe. Tell him you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. African Fashions and More. When you walk into African Fashions at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park, what you see, wear some shades, because you will be blinded by the color at African Fashions. You see a splash of color, authentic African fabrics, expert designers on site, low and reasonable prices, and direct-to-public merchandise. They bring it right over. This is real, authentic African fabrics, and they can customize your outfit for you. The number is 248-951-2363. Again, 248-951-2363. You know, credit is like probably the number one thing now when it comes to goods and services and being able to purchase something now. When you want to purchase insurance, they run your credit check now to buy insurance. Of course, it matters if you're applying for a loan. Now, if you apply for a job, most employers now run a credit check on you. If you want to rent a car, hotel, once you start traveling, there are places they only take a credit card. So you've got to get your credit together at First Financial. Our mission is to provide the highest quality services for our clients to achieve their financial goals. Whether you're concerned about credit repair, tax filing, or loan modification services, rest assured you're in touch with the right people. Our team of financial experts are comprised of some of the most experienced professionals in the industry. Your score will go up by 150 points at least in the first year. And at First Financial, we guarantee that when we're done repairing your credit, you'll look better to the banks, lenders, and creditors who can determine your purchase power. And trust me, they do determine whether you can buy something or not, and they determine what the interest rate is. Credit is the key to this world. It can open so many doors for you, but the key to perfect credit, of course, is to pay your bills on time. Call Diane Gill at First Financial. The number is 248-327-7965. Let me say it again so that you can write this down. Diane Gill, credit repair specialist, 248-327-7965. Hot Sam's. Hot Sam's is a one-stop shop for the modern gentleman located in the heart of downtown Detroit in the One Campus Martius building. The store features an on-site tailor shop, professional and casual clothing, outerwear, cufflinks, belts, hats, shoes, and layaway plans, and unique services located at 127 Monroe Street, downtown Detroit. They've been there since 1927. That's a long time. They've been there a long time. Michigan Ocean makes dreams come true. If you are a candidate and you're running for public office for the first time, go to MichiganOcean.com and get your campaign started. Business owners, is there a part of your business operation that needs help to keep moving forward successfully? Go to MichiganOcean.com and we can customize a plan for you. Do you need help producing a commercial, producing your radio program, or helping you decide where and how to purchase advertising? Go to MichiganOcean.com or call 248-516-8300. Go all the way up with Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. American Standard Roofing, Michigan's number one roofing company. You can call Arnie, tell him you heard it right here on National Detroit Weekly. Pastor Taylor knows, we've had clients that have called American Standard Roofing, and they've got their new roof right now. The number is 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323. Senior Care Transportation. If you need transportation, it's not just for seniors anymore. They've expanded their coverage, and they have a brand new fleet of vehicles. Call now to reserve your car or van to any location, 844-728-7433. I've called them before to get a quote. I call our sponsors. You know, if I need something, I call our sponsors, and I encourage you to call them too. Detread LLC is an environmentally friendly tire removal service and recycling business. Call Audra Carson at DTRED LLC, 313-623-6460. And finally tonight, Renee Cunningham. What a creative and compassionate person she is. Currently works as Director of Benefits for American Income Life. She, just like me, she's worked in banking and finance for over 20 years. Her goal is to inspire you to overcome your challenges and protect the legacy that has been given to you. Protect that legacy. Renee Cunningham can be reached at 313-549-0918, and she offers a full range of financial products to help you to secure your future. This is National Detroit Weekly. Pastor Taylor, we just have a few more minutes left, and just wanted to know if you had anything on your mind you wanted to share this evening.
Yeah, a sports break. All right, guys.
A what?
This is what's happening in the D, sports break. Preliminary step taken for Detroit to host another Super Bowl NFL draft. The Detroit Lions have never played in the Super Bowl, but the NFL team has expressed interest in seeing pro football's biggest game return to the Motor City. Team President Rod Wood made the comment to reporters during the NFL meetings this week in Phoenix, Arizona. "We were contacted, and so jointly we said, yes, we will be interested," said Larry Alexander, president and CEO of the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau. Alexander told Action News the initial step has been taken in the long process. "We submitted a letter of interest to get the documentation and information for the NFL to even see what's required now," said Alexander. "That event continues to grow year after year after year. So I'm sure the bid specifications have tripled compared to when we hosted in 2006. The budget for host cities now is around $40 million, according to Alexander. He said the host committee spent $18 million to host Super Bowl in 2006. Minneapolis, which is opening a new stadium, will host the 2018 Super Bowl, and other sites have already been selected through 2021. The Lions have also expressed interest in bringing the NFL draft to Detroit. Now, isn't that awesome?
Yes. And, you know, Pastor Taylor, I still have merchandise that I purchased when the Super Bowl was here, sweatshirt, hat. I keep that. I'm looking forward to that returning. It's unfortunate right now. All of our teams have failed this year. Even the Red Wings didn't make it to the playoffs for the first time in 25 years. The Pistons didn't make it. The Silver Dome is going to be demolished. This is not a good moment for the Detroit sports team at the moment. But, yeah, we do need to bring the Super Bowl back. It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, even when you go, like, to Arizona or to different places like that, people are rocking the D. They are representing the D. You know, doesn't matter how many losses, don't matter how many wins, they don't rock that souvenir. It's a souvenir to them. It's something that's precious to them. You know, even it's so funny to me. You go to a whole different state and you see Detroit, you know, and it's like when they come here, you see them rocking Chicago, or you see them rocking Cali, or you see them rocking some different too. So, you know, we have to be supportive of one another. It doesn't matter where you come from. It don't matter what city you come from. But Detroit, y'all, we about to make a comeback. We about to make a huge comeback.
You're right. I believe we're in the middle of one right now. But I can tell you this, because I've been to I've traveled quite a bit and spent a lot of time in other countries. And I can tell you, when a Detroiter is somewhere else, or you know what, if you're from Michigan, most of the time people want to know how far is it from Detroit when you go somewhere. I went somewhere and somebody told me they were from Grand Rapids, just outside of Detroit. Now, we know Grand Rapids is quite a ways from here. But I went to Aruba once, and I overheard some people at another table talking about where they were from, and they said they were from Livonia, Detroit. Now, you know, there's no such place called Livonia, Detroit. But when you go, when you're in Aruba or Guyana or Panama or London or Japan, nobody knows Redford. Nobody knows where Livonia is. Everybody knows Detroit. So it's amazing how when people from Michigan are here, they talk about the city that they're from, and they generally want to make sure that Detroit is not included in it. They want to make sure that they are separate from Detroit. But when they go overseas, let me tell you, Michigan people always connect themselves to Detroit because the rest of the world knows Detroit.
Wow. Well, I want to tonight. I want to recognize the youth that's being shot, the women that's being shot, the men that's been shot, the police officers that's been shot. I just want to say a prayer for them. That, you know, I pray that your family have peace. You know, I pray that your loved ones are safe. You know, I pray tonight that y'all are covered, that no weapon formed against y'all will be able to prosper. And if you're mourning out there, I pray that God will comfort you and he will bring his angels to round them around you tonight. Because I'm telling you, there's so much shooting going on, there's so much death going on, but I'll tell you this much. We don't have the high crime rate like we used to. Something is going on. You know, I was looking at today how there's some things that's going on in Chicago. And a lot of people don't know what's going on in Chicago, but I'm going to tell you this. There are men that are standing up, going to the kids' schools and walking them home, making sure that they get home safely. Making sure they get home safely. And guess what, y'all? It didn't have nothing to do with President Trump. It didn't have nothing to do about these people that's in the White House. It has everything to do about us being citizens and caring and having integrity and wanting to see change. We are the people. You tonight can make a lifetime decision. If you want to change the world, you got to make one difference, and that difference is standing up against violence, standing up against gang, standing up against brutality and hatred. We as people, we are the people and we are for the people. Don't wait for Donald Trump. Don't wait for the White House to do it for you. Malcolm X didn't wait. Dr. Martin Luther King did not wait. Rosa Parks did not wait. Farrakhan is not waiting. You know what they're doing? They are standing up and doing something about it. Let it be our own,
you know,
people that stand up and make a difference.
Yes. You know, I'm glad you brought up that topic, and it inspired me to go back to something that I wrote a few years ago. It's called Kimberly. On a clear day, if you look straight down, you can see the gleaming towers downtown. Buses pull off before the lights turn green. Steam escapes from beneath the streets. A cigarette man lights a firestorm as he paces in front of a vacant dorm. Why should a little girl's life be torn just as another day is born? Why should she go pound for pound? Apathy in a desperate town. She calls, but no one hears a sound. She could see her school in the background, and each day her life hangs by a thread. She used to walk, and now she runs instead. And when she sees someone, she walks across the street. The fear inside her heart goes deep, so she prays to God her soul to keep. This is a typical day for Kimberly. On a cold day on her way to school, Kim was the only one on this new route. Vacant houses look like Halloween. Barking dogs run the alleys free. A homeless man, far from living large, pulls her into an old garage. Why should a little girl's life be harmed? The entire town should be alarmed. Why should Kim pay for the crime? Innocence, now a distant lie. single parent reached on the line. They want to know if Kimberly is alive. And each day, her life hangs by a thread. She used to walk. Now she runs instead. And when she sees someone, she walks across the street. The fear inside her heart goes deep. So she prays to God, soul to keep. This is the story of Kimberly.
Wow.
Scenario happens every day in a city like Detroit. Every day. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you did. You know, I know we got about 3 minutes left, and I know we've got some callers on the line. I want to thank all of you for listening today, and we issue a new program every Wednesday at 6:30 for the hour, and along with Harold Sullivan, a local blogger, radio guy. He's been on radio for a long time. You might hear him on some commercials. Shauna Taylor, Pastor Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, and myself, Michael Van Tool. Want to thank you so much. We want to thank our lead sponsor, Pasco Tashman and Walker, for supporting the program. And I know we just got a couple of minutes, but I just want to just check and open up the phone lines there. If you wanted to make a comment, any of the callers on the line right now. Just remember, we key you in. We're live and we can hear you. And so if you would like to make a comment, go right ahead. But we've just got about a minute and a half left. Pastor Taylor, any closing words of encouragement you want to share with us?
Well, what I want to let you know is that there isn't an artful estate sales and staging right now that's going on, and the number is 248-827-3362. That's the Action Center. So if you need any help with anything, Channel 7 wants to bring action. They want to help you, and they want to make a difference also in the community. Again, that number is 248-827-3362. Call for the Action website. Everybody, have a blessed night tonight. Be safe on tonight. And know that God loves you. He honors you. He adores you. And tomorrow, lean forward doing something you've never done before, and that's making a difference by just saving one at a time. God bless y'all. May God keep you. And we're so glad that you came on here with us tonight. And we pray for all of your loved ones to be blessed on tonight. God bless y'all. And we thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.